question is two parts, and it seems long, but I'm just quoting from the books here. Since the potential of the Buddha nature has the moistening quality, there is some similarity with the property of water. Could Rinpoche illuminate that quality somewhat by further example? Then the second part. I can give you the. It's page 32, 31. And of water because it moistens.
Kurang sanigi kachuchi wachi. Rinpoche says he wants to stick to questions about what he's already covered rather than skipping ahead to what's coming. Because that's coming. That hasn't been, he didn't teach that today.
All
right. Okay. That's verse. He'll be teaching that tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, so keep the questions like about the past. Was the second one also about the same or?
Well, I think that one's a little further ahead, too.
Okay.
Okay.
So then?
Okay.
I would like you to elaborate on how, for example, like, how going to the Mahayana is like a Dharma thing, and how wisdom is like a mother, and how marriage is to go is like a womb, and how loving kindness and compassion is like a marriage.
Rajagi Sabin Dan Ama Dan Nyawam. Nyawam. Nyalwa. Nyalwa.
Nyalwa. Oh, yeah.
Nani di Dwelwa.
Tene tikpa chenpe chula mepa te yo na tene chudan kanza ka da mepa nika yabu hi togara karra sa na nintu je tepe kapsa kanza ka da me so sungbara ma to chuji da me he yo mare chuji da me te ja chenpo ta sapa ta ja chenpo tepe chenpe kapsa he bare tene tikpa chenpe chula mepa yo na kanza ka da me ta mai ba chuji da me pa to pi hirap te Tene kanza than chuja dame, but tope, hirap samo yuna. Tene ting is in samo, deva than dembe ting is in. Deva tang, dembe ting is in. Young dog by young gray. Tene seva ninja chimbo tea, take by chimbo litany, ninja chimbo gonsa, taking in here. Then the Tikinji Chula Meba Yona, then the Ninja Chambo Yang Ninja Chambu Gom Yure, Ninja Chambu Gom the Minga, Yoba Latende, the Ninja Chambu Chigre. Deva Tenda Wore. In a Jehe, the Woni Taratere, Tanda Dom Sigri Mato Jesu de Jehe Mambu Yure.
Tang Yan Pe.
Rere. Pe Tang Jan Hire. Do do here, Jebar here, Mambuire.
So then, if there is devotion to the Mahayana Dharma, then one will not only come to understand the non-self of the individual, but one will also come to understand the non-self of phenomena. The reason for this being in the vehicle of the hearers and solitary realizers, then there isn't, they don't concern themselves really with the non-self of phenomena, but they stick to the non-self of the individual. However, when having faith or devotion towards the Mahayana, one will then come to realize, to understand, and then finally realize both, because then they're very vast and profound explanations in the Mahayana concerning primarily the non-self of phenomena. And then, based upon this understanding, then the non-self, the wisdom that realizes non-self will arise. And then based upon that realization, then the meditative stabilization, the samadhi, of which is endowed with happiness of bliss, then this will become proper, will become perfect. And then also with devotion to the Mahayana, then one will be able to give rise to great compassion, because then the Mahayana teaches about love and compassion. And through hearing those teachings and receiving the instructions on meditations, one can give rise to that great compassion. In terms of actually going sort of into it a little more deeply, then Rinpoche says that, that also is coming later, when each of these individual points is taken up. And so he will be explaining that later also as they come up.
Nintuje denuam, Tingmeje denule, Tanda Sanje to combat drop a tama sombre, Nintu drajombe, Drajombe devil drop togre. Covatsava danzin re, danzin the dummy to be here up the chair, the drajombe devil, to be tap tembare mato, Nintuje denule, Sanje to combat drop a tama tembare. Then Sanjay to combat the top, the tick by chimbu cups here by Imbassena, Tikin Muba Mina, then a pie is some by the Chiquare. Some Mina, then a college about Savan and Joan Yeo Mare, Ted and Chiquare, Tikin Chula Mamina, then Sanjay to combat the some by the Yemeba, pie is some by the Chiquare. College. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if in the Tripitaka of the hearers and self-realizers, then the methods on attaining then full enlightenment aren't really spoken about, but what is referred to then are the methods for realizing than the fruit of a foe destroyer of the hearers and self-realizers. And so if one then relies on the basket of teachings then of the hearers and solitary realizers, and that is the goal to which one is aiming and where one will arrive, but then it's only then in the Mahayana then where the Mahayana baskets where the teachings given for reaching full enlightenment then are taught. So relying on the having faith in the Mahayana and relying on that, then one will be able to attain the state of full enlightenment. Without relying on the Mahayana teachings, one won't be able to do so. And so that's why it is said to be like the seed of a king. It's like a seed, or it's like the foundation, it's like the base.
Then Sanje Jacoba de Kanza Cheperjin, Sanje Jomdin de Tabo, Kanza Cheperjin, Kahi Kaheke, Mato Sanje Jacoba, Drop Togumar, Karasana, Sanje Mambuyomar. Drajombe Devati, then he drove the Kanga, Drop Togre. Drajombe, Sanje Jacoba Kanga, Drop Togumare, Kanza Cheperji Kahi, Drop Togre. Karasana Sanje Mambuyomar. This and the Kanga Drop Togumare. Drajam Devate, Ateni, Droma Kanga, Drop Tore, Kadresena, Corbetsava dancing, Dam Mebeton Gona, dancing Savaniki, the Drajam Deva Top Togre, Tayama, Tiava doing last of Joko Joko Drop Togre, Tisena, the Kanga Drajam Deva Drop Togre, Sumire. Sanjay Jacoba Drop Togumares.
Dingirangi Kapla.
Rere, Nintu Pat.
Nintu Pat. So in the vehicle of the hearers, then it is said then that all beings cannot attain the state of a Buddha, but only a very few number of beings can attain the state of a Buddha, those with very particular abilities. And the reason for that is because then they say there hasn't been very many Buddhas. However, then all beings are able to attain the state of a foe destroyer, because the root of conditioned existence is clinging to the idea of a self, and by cutting the idea to a self, by cutting that ego clinging or that self clinging, then that cuts the root of conditioned existence, and which then is the state of a foe destroyer. And so then that can be attained by everyone. So in the Mahayana tradition, then it is asserted, or it is said, that all sentient beings then can attain the state of a Buddha, can attain full enlightenment, the reason being that all sentient beings are endowed with the essence of the one that's gone, the Buddha nature. And then of those four causes, then for bringing about this fruit of perfect enlightenment, then the most important one is the first one, then that of devotion, devotion towards the Mahayana
Dharma.
Any Mahayana Lola?
Tepa Chimbu Lola? Same change at the Sanjay to combat drug gubata, drug a tap as a thing, Yerawa.
Same change So then in the Mahayana tradition, then it is said in order to accomplish the benefit of beings, it is necessary to attain the state of enlightenment, and so then it's necessary to depend on the methods for doing so. In order to do that, however, one needs first to have devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma. If one has devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma, then one will study it and then give rise to the enlightening mind and so forth for the purpose of benefiting beings. So therefore, again, the most important thing here is devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma. So if one then has devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma, if this has arisen, still that one will not cut the root of samsara unless one gets rid of the clinging to the idea of a truly inherent self and clinging to the idea of true inherent existence. And so therefore, the second important thing is the wisdom that realizes non-self, and that is then compared to, said to be like a mother.
Tene dame tobe hirav yone ya deva de dembe tinge zemina tinge zemina tene ngo hi ta zemtro so yun tin chebar jin de tinge zen le ten ge yore tinge zemina ngo hi ta zemtro so yun tin chebar jin duk tu kumare semjin je don ja chenbo dropa la ngo hi ta zemtro la so bu go gre ngo hi ta zemtro mi na ye semjin je don ja chenbo duk tu kumare De dropa la ngon hi ta zumtur gogre. Ngon hi ta zumtur dropa la tingin zin gogre. Tingin zin mi na ngon hi ta zumtur drugumare. Khepar da deva da deva tingin zin mi na tene ta da kova la juin rengpo ne na tene kova la chote simchin chi tong dor si gre. Di se na tene deva da deva tingin zin de kar chin bura.
Deni korwa du rimbo dena, deni semdun dorgre, dorchegre?
Deva da debe tingin zemina tang chigre wa. Tang chigre, chogre.
So then, following the arisal of the wisdom that realizes non-self is then the meditative stabilization endowed with happiness. And this is necessary also to have, because dependent upon this meditative stabilization, then there arise the different miraculous powers, clairvoyance, and so forth. And these are necessary to have because by them one is able to accomplish, to work for and accomplish the vast benefit for beings. If one does not have them, then one will not be able to accomplish the vast benefit for beings. And also, they're necessary because in order to accomplish the benefit of beings, then it's necessary to remain for a long time in conditioned existence. Remaining for a long time in conditioned existence without these miraculous powers, without the meditative stabilization endowed with happiness, then one might get tired and kind of have a feeling of giving up. And so therefore these are necessary to have.
Okay.
And for this reason they are said to be like
a stainless womb. Seva Ninji Chembo, Ninji Chembo than Tarsim, but Kapsu then Sanjay Tukji Chembo there. Sanjay Sangjane, then same change it on Jim and Jeppe Seba De, Seva Ninji Chembo Tarsim Balatin Rale Pare. Ninji Chembo Tarsim Balarale Besena, then Ninji Chembo De Mama than Rapre. Karin
Ninji Chembo Ralepa?
Lange caps the same ginger tone sepa, sang jen the same ginger tone sepa, nika ninja rale.
So then, from the point of view of the path, then it is also necessary to have loving kindness and compassion, because then on the path one also is working to accomplish the benefit of beings. One is practicing, it's necessary to practice the six perfections and so forth. Without then compassion, then one will not want to then work continually for the benefit of beings. And so the working for the benefit of beings on the path is dependent upon compassion, and furthermore, the great compassion of a Buddha, the compassion taken to its utmost point is also dependent upon compassion. So this is said then to be like a wet nurse or a nanny.
Not it. Tene de jo ye de tere ten dorte re ma to wo ni yang je he ye re sa po yang re.
So these four causes have just been spoken about very briefly here, that they will be covered more extensively as we meet them in the text later.
Oh yeah, ta treba ye ba.
Now next question.
Koran, tangbo koran tene mo.
Can Rinpoche talk a little more about inseparability? And I know that there are different kinds, but the particular thing that occurred to me was the idea that it seemed as though if one lost awareness of inseparability, that would be like the root of bewilderment. And I wanted to know whether that
And then Rinpoche Yewa Mepa Korla Denisuruna. Which inseparability are you speaking about?
That's why I gave that second. I guess the simplest to begin with is inseparability, say, between the self and other. That would be on the grossest level.
The inseparability between self and other?
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. So, that would just sound like mental. I guess you could just say that I'm confused about the different types of inseparability. And
okay. So general question about
that.
You could say that. Then he yerwa mepe chidang kecha. Yerme chidang kecha di chikre deni yang koran sangidu deni rikpa lana. Lana, then he dumpo yermegi rikpa yure, then he digijela, then he lagre, then he di trupa tupe gi tsaware, korangi samo.
Kande?
Yermegi rikpa?
Then yermegi rikpa.
Yeah. Deni dampo yerme hagogedu, deni shegedu, tokedu.
Oh yeah.
Deni digijega lagedu.
Ladogedu.
Ladogedu.
Deni.
Deni ladrona. Deni di trupegi sawa.
Trupe sawa. Yerme dika je namja jui nang yerme de marwa.
Mari di chidangi kecha yerme chidangi kecha.
Yerme sejete yerme bate sungjoke kecha re. Keta. Namdo gongo la ni yo pa, ngwo la ni me pa, tenda wo la sikri yemi si jide. Namdo gongo la ni yo pa.
No, namdo ki?
Namdo gongo la. Namdo gongo la ni yo pa. Nam shi ji gongo la ni yo pa.
Nam shi ki ka la.
Tungo tambar ye shi ji gongo la ni me pa. Yana Namdo Gongola Ni Yapa Ming Dang Ming Ni Yapa Tani Ni Yapa Sikhi judu yang mingda tanyi soso yopa, ngola nyi meba, tenda wola yirmi sikhri. Yir meba. Chitangi yirmi jikobati.
Generally speaking then, then the meaning of inseparability then is talking about union. And then from the point of view of like consciousness, or generally from consciousness, then one sees through thought that things are like two. But from the point of view of yeshi, or pristine wisdom, one sees that things are not two, that the essence is the same, the essence is not two. And so from the point of view of like names and differentiations and expressions, there seems to be like duality, but from the point of view of essence, then there is no duality. And things are, from point of view of essence, things are the same.
The yermi sungjok sere, yermi dang sungjok. Yermi da sungjok de dorje tepe lo la sungjok nisha saksom la sopa kevare.
From the point of view of in the Vajrayana, then 23 unities or unions are spoken about.
Then the sungjok je sungjok se je te je na dong sungjok de nama tang tongba ni nam do la nama se je te zugda tero re ga nama te ye pa yin ba ye par nama ngopo yin ban da o je nang go ye re nam do gen zeng go ye re tongba se je te me ban da o je nam do gen zeng go ye re nam do la nama tang tongba ni so so ye ba re ma to Nelo ngoma la nawa tan tongba te soso yo mare, ni yo mare, nando ngowo chikware. Ngowo yer me pare. Tela nando sungjo sikare.
First one is like the inseparability or the union of appearance and emptiness. And then what appearance means here, then appearance would refer to all discursiveness, the thoughts or namtok. It would refer to then existence, it would refer to things, it would refer to the outer objects. And what emptiness would refer to is then there not being any appearances or not being any thoughts and so forth. That the essence of these are the same, they're not separate. The essence then is inseparable. And so that would be then what is meant by the union of emptiness and appearance.
La sope, chu na so na wante, nam do gong ola na so pa chi nang go yere. Zugda teru rikze na wan na so pa te tang, zugda teru rikze rang gong ou ma do pa tung pa nyi po te, dini nam do gong ola so so yabare. Ina yang, tong tang pa ne lo ke wang da se na, na wata tung pa nyi ngou so so yabare, nam do gong ou yere me pare.
So, at the moment then, there are the appearances of form, sound, smell, taste, touch, and then these then are appear, but then they are only due to discursiveness, to the discursiveness of the mind, but the essence of these, then, the essence is empty. So even though they appear to be different, they appear to be separated from the point of view of the essence, from the ultimate point of the ultimate truth, from the point of view of the basic true nature, that they are no different, that there is no difference at all between them. They are in terms of essence inseparable, like the five then objects which appear in a dream. So, in the Majjhimika tradition, the Rangju Dantajura. So, in the Majjhimika tradition, the empty of self tradition, then you have three different stages. These stages are called the stage of no analysis, the stage of little analysis, and the stage of fine analysis. From the point of view of the stage of no analysis, then there are these opposites. There are these appearances of two, duality. From the point of view of the stage of little analysis, then the essence of these are seen to be the same, and they're seen not to be any different. From the point of view of fine analysis, then it is said to be beyond all elaborations, beyond both being singular or various.
Konde sungjo gam konde yinmi sigre. Kowata nyangilin depa sungjo konde yinmi. Samsam konde yinmi sigre.
So, the next one would be of these unions, would be the union of conditioned existence and nirvana, or the inseparability of conditioned existence and nirvana.
Tene tang konde ni den korwa se jete nan so re rang yin ji nyang yin len de pa de ne so re ko be ne lo kang yin ba de rang yin ji nyang yin len de pa re te de nan so korwa tang korwa de ne lo de rang yin ji nyang yin len de pa re te ni nam to lo so so re ma to ne lo ngo yer me pa re
korwa ki ne ne lok nyagne debre
rangin din nyagne deba
korwa ki rangshin nyagne deba
rangin nya de nya de telar rangin nya de ta lobo tada ji nya de ni le rangin nya de la rangin nya de ta lobo ji traman ta pa nya de ni le ko ga rangin nya de se ji de rangin ji nyagne deba
Right. The kore rangshin.
Korba nansore. Korba ne loga, ne tor ngoma tela. Nyangi yo mare, dunga yo mare, rangyin ji nyangi le depar. Nyangi le depar tela rangyin nyande ta lovur ji trama sepe nyande nyi yore zayo. Te chuka la lovur tada ji chuka ta mara rangyin namda ka chuka ta lovur tada ji chuka nyi yore te ta chikwa yore. Korba nelok de rangyin ji nyangin le depa re. Karra sanan korba nelok de tongpa nye ra ba. Korba nelok de trepa de trepa tongpa nye re, de rangyin ji nyangin le depa re. yonchen kare sanam korpa ne lok tuwa pata prawe tongpa nye la nyumong yo mare, dunga yo mare, kale khakpo yo mare, thang kya yo mare tene, sem thuya yo mare, kondro saya yo mare ti se na, tene, rangin ji nyangin linde pare ta, te nipo te, namdo la thadere ma to ngobo yer me pare Na sorong korwa, ne sorong nyande, te nying owo yer me.
Deni nyanyan nyiba, karare?
Nyiba lower je trama seba. Lower trupe trama tam je seba, te lower treda je nyande. Ya.
So, speaking about this inseparability or union between conditioned existence and samsara, and then, oh, conditioned existence and nirvana. Conditioned existence is said to be the manner in which things appear, and nirvana is said to be the manner in which things really are, or the mode of appearance and the mode of the true mode of existence, or the true mode of being. Then the essence, however, the basic essence of both of these is said to be the same. When nirvana is spoken about, then there are two kinds of nirvanas which are spoken about. One is called the nirvana by nature, or the natural nirvana. And the second one is the nirvana of the exhaustion, the nirvana free from elaboration, the exhaustion of all of the adventitious stains. The nature of the conditioned existence is said to be this natural nirvana, meaning then that therein there is no disturbing emotions, there is no suffering, there is no confusion or bewilderment, there is no anger and so forth. And so then the nature of these two, conditioned existence and nirvana, are said to be in union or said to be inseparable.
Charum teni, covare, charum chushova tenyandere, tendan charum je mo abrangi, ne look the chure, charum je ne look moma, ne turn moma chui batang, nanson charum in banipote, movitini, so so yo mare. Ni yo mare, so so yo mare, ni yo mare, so so yo mare, tade yo mare.
So the essence of conditioned existence and nirvana is said to be the same, and the example which is given to illustrate this point then was given by the great Kajupa Siddha Tsampajare, who gave the illustration of ice and water. And in the illustration then, the ice is the conditioned existence, whereas the water is nirvana. And so the essence of both the ice and the water is exactly the same. There's no difference at all between them. And so from the point of view of the essence, there seems to be then this difference between ice and water, but from the point of view of the essence, then they are not separate, that they are not two, and that they are not different, that they are exactly the same. And in the same way, from the point of view of the essence, samsara and nirvana are the same or not too.
Tenan charam korang den charam ke ngowo chyo yin ba te dang yin yang de charam den kor ba pe re charam je ngowo chyo yin ba te dang yin yang de re charam je tramo long tramo dam ji te me ba cha ne charam chor chyo ba te charam chor chyo ba te tene lower te da ji nyang de ji pe
Any long tramo?
Long tramo, maybe I said, and Charum Churi Shundogra.
Yeah, long tramo, what did I pay Dinangla?
Long tramo de eh. Long tramo de Dandi Injil, Marek Pinger, Marek Padang, Kanzak, Dandi, and the Chula, Denver, in the month of the long tramo. Marek Padang, Kanzak, Dandi, Chuji, Denzi, and Denzi, and the long dravore. तने कांजा के दांजे मारे पा कांजा के दांजे चुलते देवन से बदनाम तो लोंग ट्राम तावते मैं बचा हूँ जो ते चारों यो मारे ते चुलन यो नो करे ते चारों क्यों साथ चो साथ तो पंडा वो चिंदोगा ते लोगों ठड़ा जी न्यांदे जी पे ठंबो चो ये रे ते रंगी न्यांदे रे चारों चो रे क्यों साथ उन्हें चो चारों सानी मैं बचा डर ते कासो लोगों जी ट्रमा ताप न्यांदे
So then in this example, ice is conditioned existence and water is nirvana. And so the ice then is formed, or what causes ice to happen is cold. And this cold then is the clinging to the idea of a self, and clinging to then there being natural inherent existence. And so when then there is no longer this belief in a self or inherent existence, then the ice melts back into water. And it's not that it goes someplace, but it just returns to water. And the water then is the example of the nirvana, which is free of all elaborations and is the exhaustion of all of the adventitious stains. Whereas the nature of the ice then would be the example of this natural nirvana.
रे ते सुंजो ये वा मंडा वा मांबु ये रे ते तात कर चीकी दे ना दोंग सुंजो कोंडे ये में ठीक है।
So there are many examples of inseparability, but the most important ones then are the union of appearance and emptiness, and the inseparability of conditioned existence and nirvana.
ओह ते ने तात वा कर रहे हो।
That Young. Means, what's the next question?
Morain.
What differentiates us is our defilement. And
differentiates us from what?
From each other.
Okay.
The point here is that the potential as the Buddha nature is what we have all in common.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is your fundamental question, but it has to do with the origin of primordial ignorance. Are defilements somehow self-projection? Or I guess the question then is defilement seen as separate from basic nature of mind? Is what their origin is.
Where they come from, these defilements?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? No, we all want to know. Then he lenje marikpa.
Lenje chifa marik.
Lenje chifa marikpa dang.
Lenje chifa marikpa.
Then he kaba ne sangre.
Lenje chifa marikpa te.
Dang yo mumba. Kaba ne sangre.
Linji jiba marekpa. Te. Jikala. Linji jiba marekpa la ten ten jikso la tawa yungre. Jikso la tawa. Jikso la tawa te la ten ten. Linji jiba marekpa de yungu yure.
Chikcha.
Jikta, jikta. Jikta se jide pungpo nga la da dan da du tawa te lin jikta se kere. Jikso la tawa. Pungpo jikpa rang yin, matapa rang yin la da du tawa rawa te la jikta se. Jikta nyikyo yu rawa chitam. Du na pungpo nga la da du tawa lan jikta se kere, jikso la tawa.
Aho jagi gu jiga jide? Samare.
ジクソギタワジクタセジテトンダポンポンアラダダダダダタバルセクレポンポンジクペランギンマタペランギンチョセジテマンボレポンポンジクペチョラナダンガインダインサブナムドジロバジクタテパキャルテンダマレクバンジョマレクパルテンジクソラタバンゴンジョルバデジギレスディタディラタタタカタ
Then this basic fundamental ignorance, then this co-emergent ignorance, then this arises dependent upon the manner of literally destruction and view. And there are 20 of these. Basically what they refer to then is the imputing onto the skandhas the idea of an I or the idea of a self. And then from this co-emergent ignorance, this basic ignorance, fundamental ignorance, then there is this manner of destruction in view. And from the inherent tendencies of that, then ignorance again arises. So they're kind of interdependent upon one another. And then I asked Rinpoche then which one of those came first. And it's the old chicken and the egg story. That in Tibetan they use the example of father and son, or father and child, that you can't say that one came before the other one.
Dhyendavati karmapa, karmapa dhumpa chira jamsu, sema regyong jamsu le dhyendavasongdo.
So the seventh karmapa then wrote one text that was partly then dealing with this problem.
Penang atso malam tong kapso malam to zo dra tre ro rizala so be nama charon be kapso tene nama charon be kapso rang phungpo le me de phungpo azog ju phungpo le me na nga da sam be nam do ji che gre de marek pa le tin de ne log to ma do be marek pa le tin de Pumbola, Zogu Pumbola, Rangalula Nga Sabanamdo Jigayure, Rangalula Nga, Dare Sabanamdo Tele Tinte, Yan Nelogotongo, my hippe Mumbate Jigayure, Jungayure.
It is like then in a dream when the different appearances of form, sound, and so forth arise, and then based on the forms arising, then one attaches to the milam di pumpongala.
Milam di pumpongala, chepa to zogla lu, zupola nga samdigiro.
So then the five aggregates arise in the dream, but primarily it is the arisal of form in the dream, and then one attaches to that form in the dream as being I or self, and then due to fundamental ignorance of not recognizing that one is dreaming, in this case, one attaches to the form as being the self, and then dependent upon that, that again gives rise to more ignorance or kind of darkness. So just like the example in the dream, in our waking state now, we do the same thing, that due to ignorance, we attach onto the five aggregates as that there is a self there, and then attaching to those as being a self, then that is just giving rise to, there's the thought that the self is there, somehow connected with the five aggregates, and then dependent upon that thought, that just gives rise to more ignorance, and so they are then both there simultaneously. There is the fundamental ignorance and the holding on to an I in terms of the five aggregates.
Korvatsava marikpa te la kirabji che na marikpa de dembar madubare. Korvatsava marikpa dembar madubase na marikpa le sove tini leda nyumonda donga tamje tini dembar madubare. Tendravote gombo lurubje tini kolo parpe gonder umare toka kapsu tendravo songere.
Tri marikpa dumpa dempa madubare.
Kovatsava marikpare. Kovatsava marikpa te dembar madubasena. Tele sumi le dembar madubare. Kova dembar madubare. Dunga dembar madubare.
So then the root of conditioned existence is ignorance. But looking at that ignorance with one's then wisdom, one sees that ignorance has no inherent existence. That ignorance not having any true inherent existence, then conditioned existence itself has no true inherent existence, suffering has no inherent existence, the disturbing emotions in general have no true inherent existence. Then this was taught in the second turning of the wheel, and then explained extensively by Nagarjuna.
Tena dam me bata tomba ni je tongon de marek paten ga na tene kovale toto gir.
So through meditating on dam me dang tomba ni
givo. Dam me ba tomba ni gonde.
So by meditating on non-self and on emptiness, then one gets rid of this ignorance and then becomes free from or liberated or free from then conditioned existence.
Then the chepa the saja chembo da zokpa chembo da wo taba ngon to no gom no then the marikpa te ramzong ye hi so jondo ge.
And so in the context of the Mahamudra and the Vajrayana teachings, then one meditates in a fashion then to transform this or to see this fundamental ignorance as self-arising wisdom, self-arising pristine wisdom.
Ti jumsen karasana semje semje ne lok te ngo ma hi na marek pare ngo hi na to na de ne ram zong ge ki re.
The reason for this is not recognizing the nature of the mind is ignorance, recognizing the nature of the mind is pristine wisdom.
Arezo. Oh yeah. Tene.
It seems to be, at least in my thinking, some contradiction in the terms co-emergent or co-arising ignorance, anti-chipi, manipa, and lobha-jindrima, something that is adventitious or something that is extraneous or not inherent. It seems to be, in describing this kind of, these two seemingly contradictory qualities to ignorance, is there really a discrepancy between these two terms, or are they pretty much the same thing?
Kuran sam gidu. Dini linche chepe marikpa lang lober gitrima dini tsik di tsik nide ditso gawore. Dini lober dan linche chepa gawore. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So dini ni gawore le.
Linche
chepa dan lober.
Re. Jita thama tham che lo par pang do ro ma. Den bar ma do pa. Pang ro ma yin bacha ni lo ro pa sikre. Dhamma dhenpar mātru pātta nyingpū yu na pāṅ thupā sa na lōrva sikara. Lōrva tāntāti. Hakusunga.
So, the meaning then of adventitious, the general meaning of adventitious, is suitable to be abandoned, one, and two, then not inherently true, not ultimately true.
Then the Chitan de Linji Chiba Marek Basija the Kaleka Vire Linji Chisija de Marek Pate Ranzongi Kang Marek Vare Sena Ranzongi Yehi Same Janelo Marek Vare. Same Janelo Ramzonga Yehita Marek Pani Napsi Yo Mare Ramzonga Yehi drops on a Linji Chiba Marek Payere Mama Ramzonga Yehi Jiso Depasoma Mare Nyam de Yavaka Napsi Yo Mare Konya Lonya Mr. Karen
Joe
Lonya Sena Lochiba. Kiran lo kate.
Anan lo gebore.
Huh?
Lonyam lo chikpa.
Oh yeah.
Yanan serma. Pugni nyambo chira ba.
Uh-huh.
Tenda.
You're right.
Serma dawore.
So generally speaking then, these what is called in co-emergent ignorance, then in general, then this is a difficult point. But it has to do with then it is the this ignorance of the true nature, the ignorance of the self-arisen wisdom, or that self-arising wisdom and this basic ignorance then arise at the same time, that it's not a question of one arises first and one arises later, in like twins.
Tila Linji la Nasin Linji Sejate Nawa Tang Saruja nāvā tā, sem nipa te līngi re, nāvā ngāy nā sōng, sem jīsa sōng āyā mā re, sem ngāy nā yō, tī kāpsa nāvā mī, nāvā tā jīsa sōng āyā mā re, nāvā tā sem nī jā, līngi re, līngi kī pā re. Pēnā mālā jī kāpsa nāvā tā sem nipa tā nyāmbu yunga tō mā tō, nāvā ngāy nā yō, sem yuga lā yō, Yepa Yungamara, same one you, Jisanama, Yagamara, Melanjikas, Nasi, Linchik, the Chariangadawa. Then Nagi, now about the same Nila Nasi Yomare. They get the new monk that Yehi Nila Yang, Napsi Yomare. Tambu Yehi, you, Jisu New Monk Somare. Yan Tambu New Monk, you, Jisu Yehi Somare, New Monk that Yehi Nia, Nambu Somare. They get the Linji chipa marek pata ranzong yehi niya, yan linji chipa re. Tambu ranzong yehi yu jisa marek pa leba mare. Yan ranzong marek pa ngoy la yu tela ranzong yehi tsor shukpan rawa yang mare. Ranzong yehi da marek pa ni la yang ngapsa yu mare. Linji chipa. Ta ten rawa linji la mangpo yu re. Tanda nansin linji chipa. Nyumon da yehi linji jipa, marikpa da ranzong yehi linji jipa, suami ba.
So, then Rinpoche is giving three examples here of this co-emergence. Examples then where it is not a case that one thing is appearing or not appearing, but one thing is arising or occurring before another thing and one thing is occurring after another thing. The first example then is the mind and appearance. It is not a question that first there arises appearances and then there arises the mind, or that first there arises the mind and then there arises appearances. It's not like that. For example, in the dream, it's not a question that first there arise dream appearances and then there arises a mind, or that there arises a mind first, and then there arise then appearances, dream appearances, that they arise together, that they arise co-emergently. And the second one then is pristine wisdom, yeshi, and then the nyumonpa, or the disturbing emotions. It's not a question that first there is arises pristine wisdom and then there arises the disturbing emotions, or that first there arises the disturbing emotions and then there arises pristine wisdom, but that these two then occur simultaneously or they arise co-emergently. And then it's the same with this co-emergent ignorance, or this basic fundamental ignorance, and the self-arising wisdom, that it is not a question that one of these arises before or after the other one, but they arise together or co-emergently.
Tene de marek pate linji chipe marek pate ngwe simpa la sabhi te sakin da zokin ji kap sin yin sare ngarang sam. Wa linji chipe marek pa te ngo zon cho ngwe zon cho ri ke cho sakin da zokin de sab gu yes. Sapo. Sapo yinsare.
So, Rinpoche says that this is, the explanation on this then is very clear in the then Mahamudra and Mahāti teachings, he feels.
The dzogchen je kapsa marek patele yeva trogs khe yere, khepa vangbo jere da.
Katsu?
Yeva trogs anji.
Yeva druk.
Marek pala yeva trogs anji khe yere. Mm-hmm.
So in terms of this co-emergent fundamental ignorance in the Mahāti, in the Dzogchen teachings, then this is put into six different divisions, and so then there is a lot of explanation concerning it.
Tantangasa tatarja nava te dembar me par ngomai hi pe marek pa yere demi toyo marina denbar denbar demi mato pa mare kutela kande do ta rang se la ta ba kapso yan ni to go mare
kare to go mare
jeran ki zug zugda tero re za ta demi do mato pa mare pa yore demi mare pa mung pa yore ina te kavando kande do ta na to to go mare ha ko so ma te na gi chu tam te che na ma do pa ta to to pa da tra ba tung ba ni
So then generally we find ourselves in the situation where then due to not recognizing the nature of the mind that we are in a kind of darkness, like me at the moment.
Mumba. Mungba se so. Mungba marekba. Muna se ma so. Mungba. Mungba marek. Mungba.
Okay, then mungba se na?
Mungba se na marekba.
Then yamengi nam jankarere?
Marekba, mungba, mahipa. Ngo mahipa. Petun daraba.
Yang chikan puti naran kanga jeso.
Marikwa sena mungba re.
Re re di hanuka.
Mungba sena mahipa re. Ngo mahipa. Kare ngo mahipa re sena nelogto ngo mahipa re. Nelogto ton tambete ba ngo mahipa. Tenda wala marikwa sena.
So not recognizing the nature of the mind, then we find ourselves in a state of ignorance, in a state of not knowing.
Dona marekpa la so pe chu tamche la kunzup ju chu tamche la che na madropa trupa tan tarwa thato khelin le ju mato ba khelin le de bare khelin mato ba cha go yu cha go gu yu re cha gu yu re
So when we look at, so we're in a state of not recognizing the nature of the mind, if we, in this kind of state of not knowing, if we look to find out where this has come from, where this not knowing has come from, then we're unable to find that, we're unable to see that. And so generally all phenomena then are beyond then all elaborations, they're free from all elaborations, and they're beyond any type of assertion concerning them.
In the COVID, you marek pare the tambo and dele somewhere said the jotin dingy over, you know, then you marek pa dembatrobe. Tee yo marek pa latin, then jigda yongre, jigda latin, then marek wongre. They are painting jiggle, turn the matto, then but to buy your marawa. Turn the good by the turn that, then but matto patare.
Then he nuni takta, then he juchi.
Takaji, you know, then but to patare.
If there were then one single, then definite cause that one could point to and say that this were the cause of ignorance, then ignorance, this fundamental ignorance, would be truly existence. Existent, but because it is like, because it is interdependent or mutually interdependent with these, then of view and destruction, that was said before, then it is not true. It is not truly existent because they are mutually interdependent.
Dor donata korba tsaba te nambu lo la marekpa te la hirap je ta ki che na ranga ngo ma do pa trupa da trabe tongpa nyere. Trupa ta tam che te len de pare.
So then in the Buddhist tradition, basically the root of conditioned existence is ignorance, is basic fundamental ignorance. When examining it and looking at it with one's wisdom, one sees that it has no essence, that it is not truly existent. It is beyond all fabrications, all elaborations.
The Yendong Logia Sena, Mato, same genelo, Mato, Picasso, Marek Pare, same genelo, the tone around Zongi Yendong Logo. Same genelo, no, Mike and Marek Pare, this. Tone around Zongi Yendong Malarepa Mato Tuna Marekpa Le Nimunkanji Yatai. Tona Ramzong Hite Songare.
So in the Shentong then view, the not recognizing the nature, true nature of the mind is ignorance. Recognizing the nature of the mind is self arisen pristine wisdom.
Tene Sakin Zokin Lola Pena. Sādhya cīmpi lōla sēmjī nēlō ngō māhi nā mārek pārē, ngō hī nā sādhya cīmpi lōla. Dzogpa cīmpi lōla sēmjī nēlō mātō nā mōngpā mārek pārē, tō nā tēne sēmjī nēlō tā dzogpa cīmpi lōla.
So in the Mahamudra tradition then, not recognizing the nature of the mind is ignorance. Recognizing the nature of the mind is Mahamudra. In the Mahāti tradition then, or in the Dzogchen tradition, then not realizing the nature of the mind is ignorance. Realizing the nature of the mind is then the Mahāti, then the great perfection.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's the opinion of the
So now let us chant the benefits. Meditative stabilization and compassion.
Tan deva nobur jinan yin ji tapa tang nobur jinan yin ji tapa ulatama me pata namkar yin ji tapa namke hi la tama me pata choran yin ji tapa yin do te yin ji pe ningbo Sanje ji Ningbo, Chu ji Ying Jiang. Dunda dunna, Chu yin de hi Ningbo Jiang. Da do rang yin ji kun ni nyong mong ba jama mi jing. Nambar da ba. Ngo ni ji dong yin la. Te pa jen bu chu la me ba tang. Chu tang kan zak da me ba to pe lak bu hirap tang. Deva dan denpe tingin zin che mepa, pad mepa, ntha mepa, yer mepa, trang mepa, ni mepa tang. Semjin la mikpe, nyingje chenpo te, zewa nam ni, lovur jitrama ta par sepe, lovur jitrama ta par sepa, jyamara sepa, shyabara sepe, jo yingjen. Te namle sunwe, te da namle sunwe sanchong ne. Jyo hiyapo te da ke trima jyangwa le sunwe sanchong ne traven trevo yinno hiyapao. Ho ya. Tanju chilo yoda yiya.
So, like a precious jewel, the sky and water are by nature pure. The essence of the one thus gone, the essence of the Buddha, the expanse of qualities, is ever by nature free from the stains of the ubiquitous disturbing emotions, pure. This is the meaning of the essence. Devotion to the Mahayana Dharma, the superior wisdom that realizes non-self, the non-self of the individual and the non-self of phenomena, the limitless meditative stabilization, the limitless, the endless, the boundless meditative stabilization, which is joyous, and great compassion, focusing on sentient beings, are the causes bringing about the complete purification from the adventitious stains. And from these causes, there is enlightenment which emerges and the fruit which is free.
Sosu ngowo la ni, ta sosu ngowo jebar heba te la ni, ta za ngowo tong, kang takpara sawa, jamara sawa te dekhi nyimbure, dekhi nyimbu ngowo kang yimba ngowo tong ta. Ta zi te, jo yi tong re, jo yi po te re. Te ni sosu heba re. Te la ngowo tong na, tambo ngowo tong na, Todang yindo mungyor tang limbu ngowu rang yin ser. Dada norgo rinchin ka chu yin di. Chinde nye ki zha song di.
So, next there is the essence, or the essence of each of these has two parts. First, the meaning of the essence, which is to be purified, that is the Buddha nature, and the meaning of the cause which purifies. First, then, the meaning of the essence, that which is to be purified. The root text reads... Root text is 31, on the fifth line, page 5. Since they are naturally of the essence of power, not changing to something else, and moisture, they are similar to the qualities of a precious jewel, the sky and water.
Rangin sumbun dada, rangin sumde chuko te yinyi retang sumde. Rekte sumde rangin sumbun dada ke rangin sumbun dada rangin sinyi, sinyi le samme. Rangin sinyi, rangin o, rangin rangin. Rang ne log le tsamne. Te yin ki pa chu ju ko ne. Te yin ki pa chu ju ko. Sanji ji chu ju ko. Devar ki pa chu ju ko ne. Sambha ton tam ki ye yin dun do ba. Sambha ton. Kāng sāmbā tōng tam jī yī yī nūn rūpā. Sāmbā tōng tam jī sāmbā yī nūn rūpā. Kō lā wā sāntu dōng sār. Sāmbā yī nūn rūpā. Lā sū pē tō tāng dēng bē sēr. Yī jī nō wā rāmbū chē tāng. Chūn tūn bām. Tsōng bām. Rā wā yī jī. Te yin yin ne, te yin yin te tongba nye, te yin yin te kona nye, tongba nye, tuan da chikwa re. Te yin yin ne,
ne de shen yin, de kona nye,
tongba nye. Ne kap tam che to, ne kap tam che to, ye ne kap, laje ne kap dev ne kap som somam yana madab ne kap yonze tab ne kap hind tang be tab ne kap thamje to rangin rangin yindo mujur beser ngo yindo mujur beser rang ne lo yindo mujur beser namkha dan chun thon la namkha te tenje drapa tang tenje drapa le thori jin ba tang drapa tenje drapa tang ne be ne ka bhyo re te namkha rang ngo lan jo ba yo mare te dang chun thon la chun thon la song la dra la thun ba yin la re ne रेक दे कर रहा है ना रे ने सांजे जरेक सांजे जरेक खान देवर की पिंजर बो सांजे जरेक ने सिंचिन तम्चे ला छापे निंजी लेंबा दां सिंचिन तम्चे ला छापे निंजी लेंबा निंजी चंबो दे सिंचिन तम्चे ला यो गोगर मार तो सिंचिन काके ले निंजी यो ना निंजी को जोगर मार Simjian tamjie le chape nyingi lemba, 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 lemba dang, nyingi lemba dang. Jiebe rang yin yam, ngu yin be se. Se na chu yun ding dang, chun tun ba nye do re bar sa de. Chu de lemba re, chu lemba de ge, de ni me do dang, xin la so ba. Medo dang, dev la so ba jeb, deda tam je jebar sepa la tini, pendo chenpa yorwa, de nangin. Chu yun din da chun tun baam, chungba dan rawa nye do, rekbar sa de. Deda, deda, deda tam je chang, Shukha te yinyi rik te da tamche cha chi yin tsinyi le tsamne. Korang chi yin tsinyi, tumungan tsinyi le tsamne. Ten da trama mi chen. Ngo la, ten da trama mi chen. Ngo la ten da trama mi chen, chung mi chen, dapa mi chen. Rangin yonzu tabe ser, ngowo am rangin yonzu tabe ser, tabe cher.
The purpose of benefiting sentient beings who fill the sky.
Tene tepa chenpa jyo lama tene la jyo za dorji ne dyan yoga nani tene terenka kandari jaya te dorji ne yaba kandela namja chyo dorji ne bada song tene terenka kandari te yaba jiva.
So of the 7 points of explanation, point in which it expresses itself, then on the last 4 points, the last four larger points, of those 4 points we are dealing with the first one, the basic constituent, the essence of the one that's gone, and then of the 10 headings, or the 10 ways of presenting those points, then we have looked at for the purpose of giving brief explanation, and we are now concerned with the expanded explanation.
Don Jeton Jebari Kevala Jete. ngo tang jo le tabe tong dev tang se le trupe tong ten di yi kap so dāndā jyotāṁ mōvata jyo nī nyāmbu chīgu yore dēvata sēlē nī te tōngche yinā nī nyāmbu chīgu yuantīn jī tōtāṁ dēmbatūṁ kāngzāk yīvēn jūpatūṁ nēkāp jī mēntāṁ sēbatūṁ nāṁkātār kuyantūṁ dōbatūṁ tūtātūṁ jūvā mētatūṁ yuantīn nā nāmbar yīvā mētatūṁ jitāṁ te nāmbjā jyo rētē tāmbu yētē yīrē nīrē dūsūṁ rētē sābjē jīrē
Rinpoche will be beginning, I should have told you this before, but the next time that he begins, it'll be on page 26, the fifth line at the end. This is in Dakte, in probably four. Then the expanded explanation of the meaning of the summary has eight parts. The first of these is the meaning of the purity of the essence and the activity of the cause. Second, the meaning of establishing the fruit and the function. Here, of those first 10 points, then in the first part, the first two, the essence and the cause are explained together. In the second one, the fruit and function are explained together. And then the third, the meaning of the assembly of qualities. The fourth, the meaning of the approach, the classification of the individuals. The next, the meaning of the differentiation, phases in name only. The next, the meaning of pervading like the sky. The seventh, the meaning of constant unchangeability. And the eighth, the meaning of the inseparable qualities. So there, then, the 10 points are expressed in eight parts, because the first two then each contain two parts.
Tāpē tōng lā nī. Tāpē tōng lā nī. Tāzā tā tāzī tūmōng tā tēmbā. Tō sū ngō wā kēpā tā kēpā wō.
So then, the first of those eight points, the meaning of purity, the meaning of purity, then that has two parts. The first is the collective teaching of that to be purified and that which purifies. And secondly, explaining particularly the essence of each of these.
Ela tumung de temba nandi kaso taga kan takpar sava kema jamar sava ye kan devari ki tumi bore tazi dikyo ye de lava taza da tazi ni de sava di kaso tumung de temba nyam de temba taza tazi tumung de temba ne denke namka chuda yin ta duro yin ni ne tumi za pui kirap tan kunje ni ki le sa.
So the first point then is the collective teaching, and then here that which is to be purified, and that which is to be purified or gotten rid of then are the adventitious stains, and then that which does the purification, the four qualities of the cause are going to be explained together. The root text reads, The root text in the English translation is 30, I believe. 30, page 32. In the Tibetan, it's on page 5, fourth line. Is that right? Doesn't look right. Third line. Starting with Vincent, right. And then the root is, like the purity of a jewel, the sky and water, its nature is always without the disturbing emotions. It emerges from devotion to the Dharma, superior wisdom, meditative stabilization, and compassion.
Tāng Deva, Nova Rinchen Rinchen Chitapa Tāng. Nōpa rinchi nāngjī ki tāpa nōla tima me pata. Nāngkā rinchi ki tāpa nāngki chī la tima me pata. Chō rinchi ki tāpa jindō tējī ki pē yīngbō, sāngjī ki yīngbō, chū ki yīngjāng. Tā tō nō, yīng tē ki yīngbō jāng. Tā tō rinchi ki kūni nyōmō pa tima me jīng. Number tapa. Only the tony. Tipa chimbu chula mubatan. Chudan kan, like a dame, but tofe, like we get up down. Deva than ten, the tinin, the hair me, but father me, but tame, but yer me, but drum me, but this me, but down. Tinin and mpe, ninji chimbu tea. Deva namne lower jitrama tapar sepe lower jitrama tapar sepa yamara sepa yavara sepe yu yinjen te namle sunwe teda namle sunwe sanchone yu yapo teda kitrama yamale sunwe sanchone traven devu yu noe shibao oya
So, like a precious jewel, the sky and water are by nature pure, the essence of the one thus gone, the essence of the Buddha, the expanse of qualities, is ever by nature free from the stains of the ubiquitous disturbing emotions.